This is Gabriel Wrench with the Cross Baltic Daily News Brief from April 1st, 2020. Happy April Fools. The theme of this daily news brief is don't trust the government, and this is no April Fool's joke. Judge strikes down three state bans on abortions during the coronavirus outbreak. According to BuzzFeed, federal judge issued orders requiring Texas, Ohio, and Alabama to allow abortion clinics to stay open and keep providing services Monday, hours after a coalition of reproductive rights groups filed a series of lawsuits to prevent states from banning abortion due to the coronavirus outbreak. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton had ordered a ban on all abortions last week, saying the procedure did not qualify as essential health care, except in the cases of threat to life of the pregnant person. Paxton ordered any scheduled procedures to be postponed amid the coronavirus outbreak in order to mitigate the spread of the virus and devote any medical resources to treating it. Ohio's and Alabama's health departments issued the same interpretation of their state's orders to cease non-essential medical services during the pandemic. Planned Parenthood and the American Civil Liberties Union quickly filed emergency lawsuits, arguing that the orders were unconstitutional and demanding that they be halted and clinics in this state be allowed to continue their work. Judges granted their request for temporary restraining orders to keep clinics open in all three states Monday evening. In his decision, U.S. District Court for the Western District of Texas, Judge Lee Yeakel said that Texas' order would cause irreparable harm to abortion clinics and their patients, and this harm outweighs Texas's reasons for the order. According to Discern.com, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf will permit abortions to take place in that state even after he banned all other forms of elective surgery. Wolf issued the ban on surgeries earlier this month as the state began seeing more coronavirus cases. Planned Parenthood in Pennsylvania, however, has continued to offer abortions, although it ceased all other forms of elective procedures. Pay attention to how this corona panic is being used. Abortion doctors are allowed to administer irreparable harm to the unborn, while your local restaurants is required to shut down. This is a general statement and one that I'm glad to defend, but our elected leaders, despite what some might actually say, do not care about your health or your livelihood. What they care about is bowing to the corona panic and using it to gain more power. In the history of our country, crisis and panics have again and again been used for power grabs, financial gain, and chipping away at our civil liberties. More on the pastor who was arrested from holding a church service this past Sunday in Florida. Liberty Council is now representing Pastor Howard Brown, and below is a section from their statement on Liberty's website. On March 20th, 2020, Hillsborough County issued an administrative order restricting all public or private gatherings, including community, civic, public leisure, faith-based events, supporting events, concerts, and any other similar events that bring together more than 10 people in a single room, single space, or any venue at the same time. The order exempted, among other things, shelters. The order does not modify the word shelters, which is an exponentially broad word. Last Friday, March 27th, Hillsborough County issued a Safer at Home administrative order that contains 42 paragraphs of exceptions, including religious personnel. Following this list of exceptions, the same order adds another huge exception. Businesses, which are not described in paragraph 3 and are able to maintain the required physical distances of 6 feet, may operate. Paragraph 3 is the section with 42 paragraphs of exceptions. Paragraph 5, quoted above, stated, if a business is not mentioned as exempt but is able to comply with the 6 feet separation, may operate. Amazon, which has a large operation in Ruskin located in Hillsborough County in Florida, and other businesses have continued to operate either under a specific exception in paragraph 3 or catch-all exception quoted above in paragraph 5. Pastor Howard Brown and the church took extra precautions for the church meeting on Sunday. This included enforced the 6-foot distance between family groups in the auditorium as well as the overflow rooms. All the staff wore gloves. Every person who had entered the church received hand sanitizer. In the farmer's market and the coffee shop in the lobby, the 6-foot distance was enforced, with the floor specifically marked. The church spent $100,000 on a hospital-grade purification system set up throughout the church that provides continuous infectious microbial reduction that is rated to kill microbes, including those in the coronavirus family. Liberty Council founder and chairman Matt Staver said, "The Hillsborough County administrative order has so many exceptions, it looks like Swiss cheese. The order allowed a wide range of commercial operations that are either specifically exempt or exempt if they can comply with a 6-foot separation. Yet, and the purpose of your meetings is religious, the county prohibits it with no exception for the 6-foot separation. The problem with this administrative order is it was not reviewed by constitutional experts or vetted by a deliberative body. Neither the Constitution nor Florida law protecting churches and free exercise of religion disappear. This order from Hillsborough County is narrowly tailored to achieve its underlying objective." Staver continued, "Not only did the church comply with the administrative order regarding 6-foot distancing, it went above and beyond any other business to ensure the health and safety of the people. Contrary to the Sheriff Cronister's allegation that Pastor Howard Brown was reckless, the actions of Hillsborough County and the Hernando County Sheriff are discriminatory against religious and church gatherings." Staver concluded, "I was shocked that the sheriff held a press conference before the arrest was completed. I'm astounded that the sheriff used his press conference to lecture about the Bible. This is entirely inappropriate for a government official task to take sides on religion." Department of Justice IG checked 29 more FBI spy warrants and found problems with all of them. If you recall, in 2016, the FBI received surveillance permission through the FISA courts, that's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, for Carter Page, one of Trump's former campaign aides. Through this request, not only was the FBI allowed to spy on Carter Page, but by extension, was able to spy on the Trump campaign. The FBI used dossier files produced by a former British intelligence officer funded by the Hillary Clinton campaign. The Daily Caller reports an OIG report, that is the Office of Inspector General under the Department of Justice, released December 9, 2019, found that the FBI made at least 17 significant errors and omissions in the final Carter Page FISA application. The Justice Department deemed the final 2 pages of the FISA application invalid because of all the errors. Just incredible. Remember, as a result, the FISA courts sent a scathing review, I believe this was in January, to the FBI for being misleading in the Carter Page request, and that the FBI needed to make demonstrative changes to make sure this does not happen again. Well, the Department of Justice Office of Inspector General, again, OIG, has now reviewed the last 25 FISA warrants and found errors in all of them. Again, the Daily Caller reports the OIG reviewed documents known as the Woods files for 29 applications filed between October 2014 and September 2019. FBI agents and officials are supposed to provide proof in the Woods files for every factual statement made in an application submitted to the FISA courts in order to show that the applications are scrupulously accurate. According to the latest audit, OIG investigators were unable to locate 4 Woods files for the 29 FISA applications, suggesting that the FBI agents never even filled them out. The OIG audit also identified apparent errors or inadequately supported facts in the 25 applications that were available for review. The audit also found that the FBI and Department of Justice National Security Division did not conduct appropriate oversight of FISA procedures. The OIG did not assess whether the errors were material or that they would have changed the FBI's decision to file the applications or the FISA court's decisions to grant them. But who are we kidding? 10 insanely wasteful spending items in the Corona bailout. I'm going to go through 10 of them. I believe there's more, but this was according to the Federalist, and I trust them. According to the Federalist, $300 million to the Social Security Administration. None of this funding will go directly to seniors. Instead, it will go to administrative expenses and bureaucratic overhead. $300 million to the administration. There you go. $50 million to the Institute for Museum and Library Services, used to expand digital network access, purchase internet-accessible devices, and provide technical support services. Additionally, the Institute already has a $250 million budget. Why weren't these upgrades already implemented? They need another $50 million more? $5 million to the Railroad Retirement Board, spent to improve the mobility of the railroad workforce and administrator railroad worker benefits. This appropriation flies in the face of its $25 billion trust fund already. Woo! $75 million to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Sesame Street and left-wing talk shows will be kept afloat by your tax dollars. PBS and NPR will spend these millions on grants to maintain programming services to preserve small and rural public telecommunication stations. I can't just imagine what Cross Politic and the Fight Laugh Feast Network would do if we had $75 million and PBS is going to be able to be broadcast rurally. It takes $75 million for them to be broadcast rurally. It's unbelievable. $35 million for refugee assistance. While at least one in five Americans have lost their jobs or seen their hours reduced, Congress slipped in an extra $350 million into the stimulus bill for refugee assistance and resettlement, which already has appropriate funds. $25 million for the John F. Kennedy Performing Arts Center. The D.C.-based theater will receive the funds for deep cleaning its facilities and for employee compensation and benefits, grants, contracts, payments for rent or utilities, fees for artists or performers, information technology, and other administrative services. $13 million for Howard University. Howard, a private and federally chartered historically African-American university in Washington, D.C., will receive tens of millions of dollars for student aid administration. Why does Howard University, the only college that gets this dedicated funding? $1 billion for Amtrak. The failing rail service has lost money every year since 1970. In 2017 alone, it lost $194 million. When accounting for the Amtrak's high fares and taxpayer subsidies, it costs an average four times as much to move someone by mile by Amtrak as it does by airline. If the federal government doesn't constantly throw tax dollars at the service, it would shut down a long time ago. Long, long time ago. $75 million for the National Endowment for Humanities, plus $75 million for the National Endowment of the Arts. No comment necessary. $15 million for the Drug Enforcement. This money goes to the Drug Enforcement Administration on an emergency basis. Considering the priorities of the law enforcement at the moment, perhaps we as a nation could do better than funding the civil asset forfeiture machine. This is Gabriel Wrench with Cross Politic News. Please support Rowdy Christian Media and join our club at FightLaughFeast.com. We really can't grow without our club member support, so please consider joining our club. As part of joining our club, you get a Fight Laugh Feast t-shirt not available in our store. You get discounts to our annual conference, access to masterclasses on parenting, Christian business principles, God and government, Christian biblical counseling, interviews with Vody Bachum, Doug Wilson, James White, Tom Askell, Eric Erickson, David French, and so much more. Download our app at FightLaughFeast.com or in the store, type in Fight Laugh Feast to download our app. Lastly, we hope to meet you at our first annual Fight Laugh Feast conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. Go to FightLaughFeast.com to register now. Have a great day and Lord bless.